Well, good evening, you guys. Merry Christmas. So the angel told the shepherds that Jesus' birth was good news of great joy for all the people. Good news. Good news is a message. The angel that appeared to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem didn't bring presents or cash. The angel delivered a message of good news, an announcement of the Savior's birth in Bethlehem. At one time or another, we've all received good news that lifts our spirits. Sometimes good news brings us relief. Your dad's surgery was successful. You passed your chemistry test. Other times, good news is the excitement of a welcome surprise. We're having a baby. The Mariners made the playoffs. And still other times, good news gives us hope, a breakthrough therapy in the fight against cancer, a new boss at work, and she is great. I love receiving good news. We all do. But the message the angel shared with the shepherds was more than a feel-good story. It was a life-changing, world-shifting announcement. The best news the world could have ever heard. In Bethlehem, the town of David, the Savior has been born, your Messiah. The Messiah who will take all that is broken in this world and make things right. The Messiah who will reconcile sinful people to a holy God. Because of Jesus' arrival, all that is wrong on our planet, all that is not okay, it will be made new to reflect God's love and righteousness. Because of Jesus' arrival, rebellious humans can be forgiven and brought back to God. This is good news that changes lives. If you're visiting Main Street Church for the first time, and if you decide to come back, I hope that this is a message you'll hear here over and over and over again. That Jesus is the good news given to us by a God who loves us. Good news is not what people do. Good news is not what churches do. Good news is what God does for people and churches. And we, like the shepherds and billions of people since, are simply recipients of the message of salvation that Jesus brings. The good news is a message. Great joy. Given this life-changing, world-shifting good news, it almost goes without saying that it's good news of great joy. I say almost, though, because sometimes the joy part gets lost in the shuffle. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Life is hard sometimes, whether you follow Jesus or not. We won't always feel happy. We shouldn't always feel happy. But for the believer, joy is inescapable. Although the feeling may come and go, joy eventually reawakens in our lives. Like the sun rising early on the darkest morning, joy rises in our hearts because we are saved, because we are loved, because Jesus is present in our lives. The angel wanted the shepherds to know that Jesus' birth is cause for great joy. Joy that overcomes darkness. Joy that overcomes despair. Joy that overcomes fear. Joy that brings glory to God, who sees the plight of the world and sends his son to save us. So the angel got a bunch of his angel friends together, a multitude of angels, and they sang their praise to God. Joy just erupted in this big, loud, and beautiful choir of angels in the night sky. Have you ever gotten good news but not felt free to celebrate it? Or you've needed to keep your joy under wraps? That's a bummer. And it's not the case here. And it's not the case tonight. Instead, we join the angel choir, singing our joy and our praise to the glory of God, for our Savior has been born for all the people. Now, maybe you're here tonight and you're wondering, how do I get in on this good news? Am I included? Is it for me? A lot of times, good news is good news for some people and not for others. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, there's winners and losers. There's haves and there's have-nots. Case in point, last summer, I went down to the Vancouver Farmers Market at Esther Short Park, and I bumped into a guy down there that I met on the street, and I asked him if I could pray for him. And he said, sure, you can pray for me. And so I said, how can I pray for you? How can I pray? What would be helpful for you? And what he said to me was, why don't you pray that the housing market crashes so that I can afford to buy a house? Pray that some will lose so I can win. And he kind of said it sarcastically, like he kind of got me and put God into this dilemma, like, what's God going to do with that one, huh? But that's not how this good news works. Jesus doesn't make some people win and some people lose. Rather, he came to save all people. Shepherds and kings, poor and rich, irreligious and church-going. Jesus invites all people to repent and to make him the king of their lives. The angel's announcement that Jesus is good news of great joy was for all the people. That's everyone. The shepherds were invited to seek and receive the Messiah, and so are you. For the angel's invitation is for those who receive Jesus as the king of their lives. So tonight, if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to receive Jesus, you can. Right here, right now. You can do that through prayer. You can admit to God that you're a sinful person. You can ask him to forgive you, and he will. And he'll keep on forgiving you. You can ask him to be the king of your life. You can give him thanks for saving you and for bringing you into his kingdom, for bringing his kingdom into our broken world. To symbolize receiving Christ this evening, we're going to light candles. Just as Jesus came into a dark world as light, our responsibility is simply to receive him. And so in just a moment, I'm going to have the band come back up. And in just a moment, I'm going to light a candle, and we're going to pass the light around the room. Symbolically, we receive the light just as we receive Jesus. We don't generate our own light. It's the light of Christ that we receive in our dark world. It's the light of Christ, the lordship of Christ that we receive in our lives. And so this lighting is beautiful, and it's dangerous. You know, don't light your neighbor on fire. Don't drip your wax on the floor because it makes a cool pattern or something. But simply receive the light as it comes to you. We're going to sing two more songs, and we're going to hold our candles. And so I'm going to invite you to stand as we prepare our hearts to receive the light of Christ.